Hey everyone, Paul the producer here. You know, this morning we were supposed to be talking about that 8th annual bike ride run, and you know, we had to postpone that due to some complications, but wouldn't you know it, I'm out on my motorcycle, and I run into 20 guys that are on motorcycles. How many of you guys are out here?
20. Really?
20.
Oh, wow, good call. But this isn't the 8th annual fundraiser that we were going to have on. This was just random, and Scott over here is going to give you a little bit of information, but these guys came a long way, and they're also doing a fundraiser. So why don't you go tell everybody what's going on here, Scott.
All right, so we're from Columbus, Georgia, and this is our 13th year of doing Riding for Kids. We ride for different children's charities. We've done it for NICU units. We've done it for Methodist Youth Home. And this year what we're doing is we're riding to raise money for a pediatric simulation lab. So somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 is our goal, is what we're trying to raise on this trip right here to buy a birthing simulation lab. Our ride is entailing 26 days, and we're going to touch all four corners of the U.S. So we were in Madagascar, Maine. I forget what day. We left on Monday the 22nd. We were in Madagascar, Maine. We're heading our way over to Blaine, Washington, then down to San Diego, California, then to Key West, and then back home.
Wow, that's absolutely crazy. I couldn't imagine being on my bike for that long.
Well, you got your bike. Come on.
Yeah. I would if I didn't have the kids at home. But,
but you're doing it for kids. So, you know, that's the whole point of this thing. We're doing it for kids.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, this is a trip that we've all done now for 13 times. We've done the lower 48. We've done that 7 times. We did a trip to the Arctic Circle. We've done a ride. We had no idea where we were even going. We would have to get a trivia question each morning. We'd wake up, and then that would be where our destination was. And hopefully they answered the trivia question the right way, and we went the right direction instead of winding up 300, 400 miles somewhere out in the wrong direction. Which usually I make wrong turns, and we usually add 100 miles anyway to our trips. So that's just the way it goes. But it's a group of guys that are all, you know, they're just all like-minded, and they want to help kids, and they give it their time. And
that's fantastic. And we're over here. We're at the, I don't know if we can see it, the 805 Speedway. And you guys just heard about this randomly at a gas station, didn't you?
Yeah, we're about 120 miles down the road. We stopped and got gas, and we were talking to a guy. He was over there walleye fishing, or learning to walleye fish, and we told him we were coming to Grand Forks. He said, "Oh, that's my hometown." And he said, we asked him, "Can you recommend a place to eat?" And he didn't hesitate, and he said Speedway. So, and that was a great choice. So, yep. Well, we're on our way to Minot right now.
So, I don't know if you know anything about it. I wish our normal host, John Roberts, was here talking to you, but we have one of the best cat fisheries in the United States over here on the Red River. So next time you get down here, you should check that out and try the catfish.
We might have to try catfishing. Actually, yeah. Catching catfish.
Yeah.
You know, my grandparents are from Minnesota, and they used to come up to Grand Forks all the time and go catfishing.
Yep. So how do people donate? Where do they go? Where do they find everything for you guys?
We have a Facebook page. You can follow us. It's actually live right now on our Facebook page. It's Ride for Miracles.
Okay.
And then you can go to rideformiracles.com. So you can click onto that, and you can read the link and read about everything we've been doing. And, you know, get a history of all the guys. We have all walks of life. Like, we have an actual sheriff. We got a barber. We got them in the restaurant business. We have guys, occupational therapists. We have some that are retired. So they do a little bit of everything. And the unique thing about this trip is no dimes that we take in for contribution offsets any of our expense. So each one of these guys is spending about $5,000 of their own money to do this trip, plus raise money.
That is absolutely fantastic. Well, you know, I want to wish you guys really safe travels. The links should be in the description here for everybody to be able to find you and donate to your cause. But, yeah, Scott, it was really nice meeting you.
You too. You don't even have to donate. Donates are great, but just go to their Facebook page and just give an encouraging word, you know, because it always helps get you an extra mile or two out of the guys when we stop and somebody says, "Oh, I saw this on your podcast." And so,
all right,
any of those kind of things help. And we're going to be following your podcast now.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're going to get a look at see all these bikes that they got out here. These are. So the sun's kind of in my eyes. I can't really see what the phone is looking at, but hopefully I'm getting everything there for you. All right, everybody, make sure to check these guys out, like, share, follow, all that stuff for them, and we'll talk to you soon.